Experts say it's perfectly normal to feel anxious about the spread of the new coronavirus. WSHU's Cassandra Basler spoke with Yale psychologist Ellie Leibowitz about ways children are affected and how kids and adults can cope.
This is a stressful time for all of us. We're all going through so many changes, and there's a lot of uncertainty and worry around. And children are going to be affected by that just as much, and in some cases even more than adults. You know, the changes to routines and schedules that they're used to, the things that make up their normal day-to-day life, have all changed so dramatically, and that has a large impact, as well as actual worry about the illness itself.
How do you think that parents can give their kids the tools to sort of help cope with that anxiety about COVID-19?
I think it's important to remember when we're talking with children about the virus and the pandemic, to remember that children are going to be responding just as much to the way we talk about things, to how we talk about it, as they are to the actual words and things that we're saying. So it's important that we provide factual information for children. We should be open and honest about what we are all experiencing so that it's not mysterious and unknown. But we should also be doing that in a calm and matter-of-fact and factual way rather than in a very emotional or scared way. I think parents can give children tools for coping through simple things like maintaining some semblance of a normal routine. Even 1 or 2 minutes of slow, relaxed breathing can be very calming for both adults and for children.
Would you be able to demonstrate what a deep breathing exercise would sound like?
Absolutely. And it can even be a fun exercise. And it's important to do it in a calm way. You know, you can't force relaxation. All you need to do is just slow down your breathing. So if we were talking to a child, we might say, why don't you put your hand on your belly and just take a few seconds to just notice your breathing. You can feel the air going in through your nose as you breathe in slowly. Maybe count up in your head to about 5 seconds as you're slowly breathing in, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then you can let that air out slowly through your mouth, just in a slow, steady stream of air. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that was just a 10-second cycle of breath. And if you do that 5 or 6 times, we're just talking about less than 2 minutes of breathing, and children can already feel much more relaxed. A lot of families are going to have in their house one of those little soap bubble toys where you dip the little ring into the soap and then you blow into it to make a bubble. That's a great way to practice breathing because every child knows that if you want to make a nice big bubble, you have to blow slow and steady through the ring. You can't breathe out in a big rapid burst of breath or your bubble's going to pop. So parents and kids can take 1 or 2 of those toys and just practice slowly breathing in and then making the biggest bubble they can when they're blowing out. And they'll see how your body starts to feel a little bit more calm and a little bit more relaxed.
Oh, that's so interesting. I never thought of blowing bubbles as a meditative practice, but I certainly understand that now. Thank you. As far as parents go, you were part of an article that Yale recently put out about how to manage COVID-19 anxiety. What are some of the things that you hope that parents know when they're feeling anxious or stressed in this situation?
I think we have to start from a place of accepting that this is going to be a stressful time. And we have to sort of come to terms with that and agree to live through this as best we can and cut ourselves a little bit of slack so that we're not too hyper-focused on trying to make everything be completely normal when the reality is that it isn't. But there are also things that we can do to try to keep our anxiety a little bit more manageable. Some of the things that I mentioned in helping kids to cope are also very useful for adults. Keep a schedule. Focus on the things that you actually can control. Make a little to-do list and check things off. Getting that sense of control over your life helps to keep anxiety down. Maintain your social relationships. Even in this time when social distancing is so important, social contact is also important. And so that might mean talking on the phone with friends, having a Skype or a FaceTime chat with your friends, and that can be helpful for children too. Staying physically active is important. You can do a workout in your house. You can be in your backyard and do some physical activity. And even though it's important for us all to have information in this period, to stay aware of what's happening and what's required of us, we can also sometimes spend too much time consuming news. If you're not hearing something new, maybe turn off the TV or get off of the internet and do something that is more related to your actual day-to-day life as opposed to overdosing, so to speak, on news.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today to tell us some of those tips about how to confront anxiety about COVID-19. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think I would just say we're all getting through this together, and remembering that you're not alone, that we're all going through the same thing at the same time can help us to also come together and feel stronger.
That was Dr. Ellie Leibowitz, director of the Anxiety and Mood Disorder Program at the Yale Child Study Center, speaking with WSHU's Cassandra Basler.